This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The new monthly map of collared gray wolf activity has been released by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. There aren't any specifics on it. It shows watershed areas where at least one collared wolf has been in the last 30 days. The new map includes much more of Rio Blanco and Eagle counties this time and less of Moffat County. It says one of the wolves from Oregon has a collar that isn't providing signals anymore. That animal's traveling with another animal that has a collar that works. CPW confirms that animal is alive based on visual confirmation from an airplane. Another wolf has a collar that partially works, and CPW isn't sure it will be working in the near future. No wolves have died in Colorado. There have been no reported livestock depredations in the last 30 days. Concrete rehabilitation work begins on Highway 40 in downtown Steamboat Springs next Wednesday. This is for sidewalk and accessibility improvements on Lincoln Avenue from 7th to 13th Streets. There will be some light delays. Then CDOT says to expect delays of 7 to 10 minutes beginning April 15th, and that work will take 3 months. The Sandhill Cranes are coming back to the Yampa Valley. The first one spotted was on March 7th by Randy Neese at the Yampa Valley Golf Course in Craig. He's the grand prize winner. The Colorado Crane Conservation Coalition says spotting cranes first in Craig and West Moffat County is similar to previous years and that the cranes have returned right on schedule. The Town Board of Oak Creek has rescheduled the Town Board meeting that was supposed to happen tonight. The next regular Town Board meeting will be Thursday, April 11th, and that will be the first meeting after the Town Board election. The final race in the Town Challenge Ski Ascent Series is tonight. It's the Sunset Vertical End of Season Celebration at Steamboat Resort. There's also a foot division. This is for runners, hikers, snowshoers, and non-skiers. Once at the top of Thunderhead, you can ride the gondola back down. Visit townchallenge.com for more. And the pop-up Indoor Bounce House Center at the Rout County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall in Hayden is back this Friday through Sunday. In sports, the Steamboat Sailors and Moffat County Bulldog track and field teams are competing at a meet in Grand Junction. The Sirocco Rams track team competes at Meeker Friday. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.